Happy Saturday, Scarecasters. Today we got a good one. A story from Uvalde, Texas. And I hope I'm saying the name of the city right. By the way, if you listened to yesterday's episode, I mentioned that I went to go see Halloween. And I must say, it was a good fucking movie. Go check it out if you haven't already. And let's discuss it on Discord, actually. If you need the link to my Discord, look at the description of this episode. So yeah, let's get to the bedtime story. Strange encounter while hunting in rural Texas. I was told that you guys might like this one. So yeah, this happened when I was growing up. Around 2004 or 2005, when I was only about 13 years old. It took place in a rural area, a good ways outside the town of Uvalde, Texas. The town itself was really small back then and not much to look at. Just one of those towns that really isn't on the way to anywhere important. My father knew someone who owned a deer lease that was about 1 acre. I think it was 1 acre. Which was right outside that area. And that person was complaining about a ton of hogs that were tearing up their land. With it being open season with the hogs in the south, my dad thought he would surprise me that summer and take me down for a week to go hunting for them. Not only did that help him with networking for his job, but it also gave us some quality father and son time. I remember the drive down there from Dallas was torturous. It was about a 7-hour drive in my dad's hardtop Jeep Wrangler. That car was so fucking uncomfortable. I hated it. All I had to do was either stare out the window or try to beat Super Mario Land 2 on my Game Boy Pocket, something I was never able to accomplish in my youth. And that drive obviously took most of the day. So, when we got there, it was early evening. The owner of the land had told my dad that he hadn't had anyone lease it that year yet. The cabin and the property might be a little rough and dusty. I didn't really care. At this point in my life, I had been in scouts for a couple of years. Spent a lot of my free time in the woods or fishing with friends. Needless to say, I was pretty comfortable roughing it. So after unlocking the gate and driving to the cabin on the land we settled in, the cabin was pretty rough. Dust and dirt everywhere, flies. I remember that it looked like some raccoons had gotten into the cabin and crapped on the floor. After cleaning up a bit and getting the sleeping bags out, we then set up the cots and we decided to go to sleep. Something about that night felt very weird. I was never able to get comfortable enough to fall asleep for any restful amount. I couldn't put my finger on why, but I had that feeling that we were being watched. I was finally able to drift off for what I guess was for about an hour, maybe. And when we woke up, it was early, about 7 a.m. We decided to scout around the land for tracks and signs of hogs, and find a good place to set up a blind. It was the summer and horribly hot in the afternoon, so morning was the best time to be out and about. After walking around for an hour or so, we came to an area of trees, lightly dense, and luckily found some signs of hogs. Typical torn up ground where they had been rooting, so we followed them into the trees. I was looking for more signs when my dad stopped me with his arm. I remember looking up and seeing someone standing about 50 yards away. Some of their body was blocked by the trees. This was a private land, so they definitely weren't supposed to be there. We also got confirmation from the owner before we even got the lease that nobody was there. Not to mention, the gate was locked up when we first arrived. The person was wearing some bright colored red jacket, and we slowly walked toward them. My dad called out something like, "Hey, we're hunters.
This is a private land.
The person didn't move at all. Dead still. We were about 30 yards away and could see that he was turned away from us, with his hands in his pockets. Weird thing was that the person was in a ski jacket and what looked to be ski pants. Now this is Texas in the summer. It was about 98 degrees outside by then. My dad called out again, "Hey!" But still, no reaction. He told me to stay behind him and unsnapped the clip to his pistol holster. It's all we had at the time since we were only scouting the area. The rifles were still back at the cabin. We approached the person's right side. Then my dad told me to stay put about 20 yards away. I stayed and crouched down. Watched him circle around to the front of the man, all the while asking him if he was okay. He finally passed around to the front of the man, and my dad just stood straight up with a confused look on his face. I called out and said, "What's wrong?" And he called back saying, "It's a mannequin." I walked over to it while my dad stood there staring. And as I got closer, one thing stood out the most. The clothes that it was wearing were brand new. No dust, sap, bird droppings, or signs of being outside any more than a day at most. That moment, I looked at my dad and could see him getting worried. Almost immediately, I felt that feeling again. Like we were being watched, and I knew my dad felt it too. I wanted to start crying. I remember feeling suddenly so scared. My dad whispered, "We're leaving right now." He grabbed my hand and drew his pistol. He scanned the area the whole way back, while I was trying to hold back panicked tears. Got back as fast as we could. And I was terrified, so it felt like an eternity. But in reality, it was only about 45 minutes max. After returning, we packed up and beat feet. We drove back home that day and didn't talk much on the way back. I remember right after we left, my dad called this buddy, the owner of the land, and he was confused. He said that he would go check it out next week when he was in the area. He also said that he had never had an issue with people because his property was high-fenced. My dad normally isn't a paranoid person, but me being young and the least possibly having someone there that we didn't know about, he decided to be cautious and just get the hell out of there. After we got back home, we talked. My dad wasn't able to sleep the night before as well. He had the same feeling, but didn't want to wake me up because he thought I was sleeping too. Turns out, that next week he got a call from his buddy, and he checked the whole property and never found any trace of anyone, no mannequin or anything. This story still makes my hair stand on end. I have no idea what that was, but the paranoid man in me thinks it was some kind of trap or something. Not the creepiest thing that happened to me in the woods, but definitely the top three. So, whoever was out there, I'm glad we never met. What do you all think about that bedtime story? What do you think was out in that woods? I would love to hear your input. Please join my Discord and let's discuss what you thought about this episode. You can also see what other people thought as well. The link to my Discord is in the description of this episode. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe. And also, follow me on Instagram at TheScareCast for more updates on when I will be releasing. I hope you all have a safe Saturday. And as always, take care, and until next time.